This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After jumping to their highest level in nearly 4 years to start the month, initial filings for unemployment benefits dropped back last week.
Weekly jobless filings are an indicator of the health of the overall job market and surged to 263,000 2 weeks ago. In the latest reading, the figure has fallen back to 231,000. The less volatile four-week moving average finds around 240,000 applications for unemployment benefits every week for the past month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A key CDC vaccine advisory panel has begun its two-day meeting on childhood vaccines. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy got rid of the entire previous board, replacing many of the members who have been skeptical of vaccines or who have spread misinformation about inoculations. Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air indefinitely, preempted by ABC. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr criticized Kimmel and the network after Kimmel's comments about the Charlie Kirk shooting. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices continue to drop in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in the state on Monday, being $2.88, means prices are 3.9 cents higher than a month ago. However, this is still 8.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. More states saw decreases than increases last week, and there's good news on the horizon. The transition to cheaper winter gasoline begins on Tuesday across most of the country. Officials at Gas Buddy expect average gas prices to continue to decline in the weeks ahead, as long as hurricane season remains quiet.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices trend along with the statewide average and are comfortably under $3 per gallon. The National Weather Service has new flood mapping technology. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
NOAA's new river flooding maps are out in western parts of Wisconsin, mainly focused on the Mississippi River Valley. This is a new tool that visually shows in high-resolution, street-level views of where floodwaters may rise onto land. It basically puts water on a map for forecasters to see precisely what streets and homes are at risk. It calculates the current flow of rivers and gives a new forecast update every hour for the National Weather Service to use. This will help with both flood forecasting and warnings. The flood inundation mapping, called FIP, can also forecast up to 5 days out. The program started just 2 years ago, but only covered Louisiana, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Now, 60% of the country has this new information to work with. By next year, NOAA says the entire country will be covered, including eastern areas of Wisconsin, near Lake Michigan, and up north. The National Water Prediction Forecast models will be used for more than 3.6 million river miles. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You can see the maps on the National Weather Service website. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals in the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly sunny sky for today, a few showers and maybe even a thunderstorm around. A high within a few degrees of 80. Rain chances continue tonight, lows in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently it's 66.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. She calls herself the wild card in Wisconsin's race for governor. State Representative Francesca Hong is our guest on getting into the race and the Brewers update as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a busy show today.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend, colleague, host of Amicus, a law review Saturday mornings across the network from 9 to 11. Great show. You will learn so much if you're into that kind
of thing. If that's what you're into.
Jim Santel joining us after 9:30. Todd Blanche works for the Attorney General's office at a sit-down with Ghislaine Maxwell, of course, before sending her off to a club fed, essentially. And it's interesting. There's some interesting details in there.
There are no details, Jane. Kash Patel just said nothing really happened.
There's nothing to see.
There's nothing to see anymore.
We have all the files, but you're not going to see
them
because there's nothing in there.
There's never. Jeffrey Epstein was just a nice boy who liked Florida.
Yeah.
Don't you understand that?
We're going to talk to Jim Santel, among many other things. Hour number two, Brittany Merlot will be here, civic media meteorologist, for a little weather and wine.
Yes.
Talk about this incredible. It really has been beautiful here, at least in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yes.
It's been summer.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's very, very nice. It's been like mid-70s for a while.
Flirting with 80s. How long is this going to last? It's not going to last.
Not long.
So Brittany will be here with an update, and we're going to talk a little bit about fall colors, too, because that is a thing.
Yes, it is.
I am going with a friend of mine the first weekend in October.
Are you going leaf peeping?
We're going leaf peeping.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to go to Prairie du Chien.
Love it.
And then go along the Mississippi River.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I love that.
We'll talk leafs. In hour number two, J.R. Radcliffe, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru, will be here at 10:30 to talk all things sports. And we will end the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Blades of Glory edition.
Yeah, this one is an interesting one. Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
That's coming up at the end of the show, which, by the way, if you just want to hear that portion of the show, This Shouldn't Be a Thing is its own podcast.
Yeah, it's its own mini cast. You can go to civicmedia.us/shows and download all of them. Actually, if you go to Matt and Air on Air show page and you click on that, there's actually a side link there that shows that takes you right to This Shouldn't Be a Thing. You can download those episodes and listen to them. And they're literally between 3 to 5 minutes long.
Just a real short shot.
And you can, you know, get yourself a little shot of happy for over the lunch break and listen to some news that really matters, folks.
There you
go. News that matters. This shouldn't be a thing.
We do have baseball coming up later on today. The Brewers hosting the Angels. Our broadcast starts at 6:05. As always, you do have to listen on terrestrial radio, but you can catch the game in Richland Center on WRCE in Oshkosh and WISS. Beautiful Park Falls, WCQM in Hayward, WBZH, and here in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN. Brewers hosting the Angels tonight. Our broadcast will start at 6:05. We wanted to start off with this. This broke last night. Jimmy Kimmel, his show on ABC has been put on semi-indefinite hiatus He was referencing the Charlie Kirk assassination on Monday night.
Yes.
And this is the clip that apparently led to this. Calvin, can we play that clip, please, from Jimmy Kimmel?
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction.
That is what Jimmy Kimmel said essentially on Monday night. There was a little more to it.
Yes, but I will point out that every story that I've seen so far isn't including the joke portion. It's just from we hit some new lows to the accusation that Tyler Robinson, who's the accused shooter, that he is MAGA, GOP, whatever, like the that was it. That's all they were referencing. They didn't even reference the joke in what I was seeing. They just wanted that little paragraph,
that first part.
Those 2-3 sentences. That's what did it. It wasn't a joke at Charlie Kirk's expense. He wasn't making fun of their family. He wasn't saying anything other than just a simple observation. That's it. Not even a joke.
Well, and that clip that he played from Donald Trump was not edited.
Nope.
Because I saw that when it was live.
And there was more to it. They showed even more about the fact that Donald Trump has been all about this ballroom, building this ballroom at the White House, on the White House lawn, essentially. That itself wouldn't even be enough, in my opinion, as quote unquote a joke. Because once again, it's not making fun of Charlie Kirk.
No,
there's no, at no point is his memory, his legacy, his family being held at expense to make a chuckle. This was simply the starting point for something they've wanted to do for a while.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Brendan Carr. Little history lesson.
Our FCC chairman,
Brendan Carr, who is the head of the FCC in Project 2025, wrote about the new role of the FCC. And this is exactly from the Project 2025 playbook.
Yes.
Brendan Carr, after that Monday night show from Jimmy Kimmel, he went on a podcast and said, there is a strong case for the FCC pursuing action against ABC Disney, which owns that show. Quote, this is a very, very serious issue right now for Disney. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to take action on Kimmel, or there is going to be additional work for the FCC ahead. They have a license granted by us at the FCC, and that comes with an obligation to operate in the public interest, unquote.
All that great wording he used just... we're going to bully you into
doing what the administration wants.
And this is all about fear. And you know, I have been incredibly patient for the past few months with certain people on my Facebook about what they've been saying and how they've been responding to the things that I post, because I've actually been using Facebook a lot more lately to post articles and post questions and try to get people's understanding on what's going on with everything happening all the time.
Yes.
And I actually finally, this was the last straw. I had to unfriend people because they were just saying either really dumb or uninformed or contrarian things because they don't care about the results of the conversation. They were making jokes at expense of Jimmy Kimmel and his family. And they were doing like, it's gotten to the point where they have created Brendan Carr and the Nexstar group, they've created such controversy around nothing that it doesn't matter as long as whomever is posing whomever is in their mind disrespecting their movement gets taken down, and that's all they need. They don't see the they don't understand the ripple effects.
Oh, exactly.
And that's what I said. It's like if you are a MAGA fan, if you are a GOP, this should scare you.
Absolutely.
Because at some point the Constitution won't be there to protect you either. And you're gonna be sitting there going, But I MAGA'd. I GOP'd. I love freedom. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
But go ahead, make jokes now. This is the start. Just because it was something you didn't like doesn't mean they won't come after something you enjoy.
Back in 2022, Brendan Carr, the now head of the FCC, tweeted out in support of President Biden's defense of satire. Yeah. Brendan Carr in 2022, you can find it on Twitter, tweeting in defense of political satire.
Yeah.
Because it's important that you be able to poke fun at those in power. That's kind of why we have a First Amendment.
Yes, and it is, if you are in the industry of this very specific industry of comedy, it is your job to make good satire. And honestly, this wasn't even satire. Again, they don't even reference the joke about the construction. They reference the true fact that since the tragic, horrific, and undeserving death of Charlie Kirk, something that should never have happened
to anyone.
And I hate having to say I'm against political violence because it should be a given. I have to clarify this point. It was about the fact that since that action last week, Wednesday, the GOP have been doing everything they can to make Tyler Robinson the most Antifa, liberal, trans-endorsing, freedom-hating person ever, when still we don't have a lot of information. We're still learning, but they will do everything they can to make him seem like he had nothing to do with the GOP and MAGA movement. And that's all that Jimmy Kimmel was calling out. That's it. And that was enough.
Oh, right. There's also another part in here that I think is important. When
tell me more, it's Jane.
Following the money.
Oh, money is amazing. I wish I had some.
Interesting little point here. Perry Sook is the head of Nexstar. And guess what? Nexstar wants to go into a big merger. Big, big, big merger.
Yeah.
They want to merge with CW. They already own CW, but they have a merger that they want approved by the FCC.
This is Colbert again.
It is, absolutely, because CBS Paramount had a merger that they wanted. And so they capitulated to Trump and the Trump administration because his feelings get hurt because people make fun of him.
Yeah.
That's why.
And I just want, so there's that merger, the Nexstar merger that wants to take place. So their money is more important than your freedom. Never forget that. Their money is more important than your freedom. Also, so Skydance bought Paramount. They merged, I should say. Now Skydance, whose son is the president of Skydance, the owner, the guy in charge of it, is Larry Ellis's son. Larry Ellis is a multi-billionaire Trump supporter. He now wants to buy Warner Brothers. So Skydance takes up Paramount. Now he wants. So we're going to be going through this every time a big multi-billion dollar company wants something from the FCC or wants approval from the government. The government now gets to sit there and go, well, let's see what you have that we do and don't like. And we'll get rid of that first.
Exactly.
And these guys will be none too happy to sit down and go, yeah, I'll get
rid
of them.
They will roll over quicker than you can. Yes. Sue from Franklin texting in, listening on WAUK. Sure, that anchor from Fox can say that we should kill homeless people. And he gets to come back with a so-so apology, but he doesn't get canceled. He doesn't get suspended. No, because it's called, double standards.
And Sean Hannity was on Fox News last night saying that the Trump administration had nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel's suspension.
Of course he didn't.
So this plan has been laid long ago. It's being it's being put into play right now because this is what they've wanted for years.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Ronnie from Horicon says Brendan Carr wrote the chapter in Project 2025. Yes, he did. On the FCC. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Jane,
Eagle 1490 AM.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported September 9th that a Utah State District Court ordered a new congressional district map to be drawn by September 25th. Shortly after, the GOP-dominated Utah legislature asked for an emergency stay, which was denied by the Utah Supreme Court on September 15th. The new fair map should be in place for the 2026 midterm. In 2018, Utah voters approved Better Boundaries Proposition 4, establishing a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. Fair maps were drawn, but the legislature passed SB 200 to neutralize the commission, and the legislature drew new gerrymandered maps, actions later ruled unconstitutional. In asking for the stay, the state legislature argued 3rd District Court Judge Diana Gibson had abused the court's discretion in striking down the 2021 congressional map for not complying with Proposition 4, but then ordering a new map which only partially met Prop 4's guidelines. The Utah Supreme Court, however, found Judge Gibson had not abused her authority due to the timeline and denied the stay. For now, the timeline for fair Utah congressional maps will likely stay in place for the 2026 midterm. A full appeal by the legislature will likely be heard in the coming months. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, talking about the importance of independent media in the wake of Jimmy Kimmel's show being suspended indefinitely after he made a comment on Monday night regarding the Charlie Kirk assassination, which we have said repeatedly, will continue to say repeatedly, was a horrible, tragic thing that shouldn't happen to anyone on either side. But while we're talking about independent media and its importance, Civic Media has launched a new daily newsletter. Mm-hmm. It's a new email newsletter on Substack. We really do have people all over the state covering things on the ground happening here in Wisconsin. And the other thing that they do, because we just launched it yesterday, there's little compilations from all of the network shows. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have time to go and listen to everybody, there are little snippets from each of our shows every day. It's really a valuable resource and it's free.
Yes.
So check it out. Go to civicmediatoday.substack.com and subscribe for free to the Civic Media Today new email daily newsletter. Yeah. We want to play that clip again from Jimmy Kimmel that he played on Monday night, which is ostensibly the reason for them suspending him. Calvin, can we play that clip once more, please?
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks? They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction.
So that's the whole, that's pretty much the whole clip.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard many worse things said on Fox. Fox, by the way, the network that was fined almost $1 billion mm-hmm. for lying to its audience repeatedly that the 2020 election had been stolen. And if you want to go back and look at some of the testimony from some of the hosts on Fox News, including Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, admitting they knew what they were saying were lies.
Yeah. And I don't often do this because I've got better things to do with my life, but being accused that we are spreading lies about this story, if you look at the connection between Brendan Carr, who is the chairman of the FCC, what he wrote in Project 2025 to what he's doing right now, pressuring the network and as not being talked about, the affiliates yes. being pressured also to do something about Kimmel, and if they don't, they won't have money to be
to defend their license.
Yeah. So, yeah, the government is stepping in. And as Jenny put it on the live stream, she said, it is not a violation of the First Amendment when a company fires an employee for doing something that brings unwanted attention to company against company policy.
You're absolutely right.
It is a violation of the First Amendment when the director of the FCC goes on a podcast and threatens the company's license and then the company fires them, which is what Brendan Carr did. He went on Benny Johnson's podcast and said that. So, yeah, it's... the evidence is right there, and if you can't see it, that's not my problem.
Well,
so,
and we have another someone. Jimmy Kimmel was spreading blatant disinformation, and you're defending it. What was the blatant disinformation?
Yeah, you told it. Show your work.
I don't see where.
Show your work.
There were multiple attempts to paint the suspect in this assassination before all the details were released. Good heavens, we had the head of the FBI stating that we had a suspect in custody before we ever had a suspect in custody.
Yeah, they've been talking about this and
what Trump said is actually what the president of the United States said. That was not edited. That was accurate. Mm-hmm. That is not disinformation. That is reporting an actual event.
And again, they weren't even talking about the joke in the stories. The New York Times didn't even reference that joke in their breaking news story that I got last night. It was simply the setup of saying that the GOP is just looking to make sure that the murderer of Charlie Kirk has nothing to do with them, has nothing to do with their movement, and is all about the Liberal Party and Antifa, who, by the way, the president announced yesterday that he's going to designate Antifa as a terrorist group. Okay, great, good work. To me, as a comedian, as someone who works in comedy and I work in media, this is terrifying.
This should trouble everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And again, I want to include this article from The Bulwark in our show notes because it covers just some good reminders in there. Let's not forget that almost exactly a year ago, the now president of the United States said out loud that Haitian immigrants in Ohio were eating and killing people's pets.
Mm-hmm.
J.D. Vance later went on to admit that was made up.
Yeah.
But he said, if I have to create stories so the American media pays attention, that's what I'm going to do. That's what he said.
Which is a very nice way of saying, I'm going to lie to get our way. So,
pretty much.
I mean, it's just... they also like to say that the ratings... Someone on the text line is like, the ratings were in the toilet. The market speaks when at the end of a season, the network says we're going to cancel the show.
Or if you don't cancel the show, bad things might happen to your license.
Exactly. So if you want to defend this move towards authoritarianism, the people in the live stream, the comments, and the text, fine, go for it. I'm glad that you have a varying definition of the word freedom.
We have news coming up next, and then Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a Law Review, joining us on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Another name joins the crowded Democratic gubernatorial field for Wisconsin in 2026. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video released this morning, shot at a restaurant near the Capitol.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Shortly thereafter, she was live on the air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow.
Universal child care and fully funded public schools, guaranteed paid leave and cheaper health care. These are transformative policies that I think are the responsible and practical ones where people will feel and they will know that this is what can improve their lives.
So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The 2026 fall primary is 11 months from now. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. A nice assortment of films are opening this week in theaters. Afterburn stars David Bautista and Samuel Jackson. The story takes place after fire destroys Earth's eastern hemisphere and a treasure hunter sets out to find the Mona Lisa, but realizes that he needs to be a hero and save much more than just a painting. I have to say I'm intrigued, but there are no reviews in yet. Two films open wide that involve sports. Him is a horror film produced by Jordan Peele about a young athlete manipulated by an old pro. And The Senior stars Michael Chiklis as a 59-year-old former high school football player who returns to the gridiron to rectify history. It's rated PG, and there are only 7 reviews in, but they are all positive so far. Sounds like a feel-good. And if none of those titles grab you, you might want to check your local listings, as Apollo 13 is being re-released in a limited run. If nothing else I mentioned is to your liking, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and Tom Hanks as an astronaut might be just what you need. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly sunny sky for today, a few showers and maybe even a thunderstorm around. A high within a few degrees of 80. Rain chances continue tonight, lows in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high-low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently, it's 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, our regular Week in Review panelists with any updates on who else the president has had canceled in the media. I mean, assuming it doesn't include us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are waiting to be joined by our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review Saturdays across the network from 9 to 11. Jim Santel is a working lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He is a working attorney, so he actually is doing some actual work, legal work this morning. So he will join us as soon as he gets his duties wrapped up in court, I believe. But we did, before we went to the bottom of the hour news, we were talking about Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Kimmel's show being pulled indefinitely from ABC after a comment he made on Monday night about the gunman who assassinated Charlie Kirk. We're taking your calls and your posts at 855-752-4842. Interesting takes on this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And people have their opinions, and I get that, but this is just Stephen Colbert a few months later.
Absolutely. And again, Brendan Carr, who is now the current head of the FCC, Brendan Carr wrote the chapter in Project 2025 about the FCC and what they planned to do to that agency, which is what they're implementing now.
Yeah.
And it's essentially making sure that everything that's broadcast goes along with what Donald Trump wants.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yes.
And absolutely. God forbid you make any jokes at his expense. He's got such a great sense of humor.
And luckily, all those people at the top who run all of those networks and the affiliates and whatnot. Oh, we forgot to say, by the way, one major thing we forgot to do. If you'd like to call Nexstar Media, you can. They have a phone number.
They do have a phone number.
Perry Sook, whose name just sounds completely made up for a comic book, 972-373-8800. Let them know. And I've been seeing people post their cancellation of Disney Plus, their cancellation of Hulu, their cancellation of anything having to do with ABC or Disney. And
Nexstar is a big part of that.
Nexstar is a big part of it. 972-373-8800. Perry Sook's phone number, if you'd like to let them know what you think. But luckily, all those people, Jane, at the top love their money more than they love the people, and especially capitulation is the way to make those cash registers cha-ching.
Which is what they did to Colbert.
Yeah.
Essentially, ABC had a deal that they wanted to be approved, which they needed to be approved by the FCC, so Stephen Colbert will be gone.
Yeah.
And Nexstar, which you mentioned, Mr. Sook, they have a merger that is coming up. That's before the FCC.
Yep.
And if you want to get the blessing of the FCC under Donald Trump, you better do what he wants. 855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods is joining us. Good morning, Ollie. What do you want to say?
Well, I was reading an article yesterday after Jimmy Kimmel was fired, or suspended, I should say, that Trump started out going after James Colbert. And when he was done with that, he automatically said Jimmy Kimmel is next.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And now that yesterday they got comments from Trump in an article that he was praising the fact that Jimmy Kimmel was
suspended.
Laid off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he said, and so-and-so will be next.
Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers.
Yeah, they're next on the list.
Yeah, he wants all late night canceled.
Because they've made jokes at his expense.
Yep.
Because, and he does it, and he is one of the most thin-skinned people on the face of the planet who cannot take a joke.
And let's take a step back and just bathe in the pure, unadulterated irony of the fact that the MAGA and GOP party movement, whatever you want, I'll call them, infection, they have what they did a few years ago, which was anyone who said anything wrong anything who said anything they didn't like, they would get them canceled. They were afraid of being canceled.
Cancel culture.
I can't say what I want anymore, James, because America isn't free. Now the shoe's on the other foot, and anything you say that disrespects dear leader, oh my gosh, fire them, cancel them.
Cancel them immediately.
It's like they created the best blueprint for themselves to follow. This is absolute hypocrisy, and it is disgusting, and I could talk about this for decades, but I won't because someone's here.
Jim Santel is here. Thank you, Ollie, for checking in. Appreciate your time. Jim Santel, back from doing actual legal work, now joining us live. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for making time for us and joining us today.
As always, Jane Gray. Delighted, honored to be with you again on another so very serious morning in America.
Yep.
And the challenges do not end, do they? And again, the question from Ollie and others, you know, the thing that I hear, I was in with a group yesterday, a civics group of 60 people, whose question once again was, what do we do? How do we respond to this, right? And you do whatever you can do. Obviously, we would never advocate anything illegal or violent, but you do all of those other things that you and your listeners are talking about to respond to this, including doing things with your pocketbook economically. You cancel those things that are no longer consistent with your view. As you know, I've been a big advocate, too, of pulling out an envelope and a stamp and a piece of correspondence and writing a letter to the leaders of CBS and ABC and all the other entities. And yes, indeed, law enforcement, and yes, indeed, people in Congress, and letting them know how you feel about these things. That does have impact. And it cannot be overstated the extent to which, again, voices, individual and collective, need desperately to be heard. President is not going to hear about it. He does hear it. He doesn't want to hear about it. But there are other voices out there that I think are still maybe reasonable and can be affected by advocacy of this kind.
Well, and one thing I want to share, and what you said just made me think about it too, Jim. If you like civic media and you appreciate what civic media does, mm-hmm. and you would like to help support civic media, there are several ways that you can do that. Mm-hmm. And one way, and Todd talks about this on his show all the time, if you hear an advertiser on civic media, go in there and tell them that you appreciate their advertising with our company.
Yeah.
There are little things that you can do. Not everybody can buy a t-shirt. Not everybody can buy a mug. We absolutely understand that. But you can do word of mouth, which is really, really important. Yeah. So if you can help spread the word about civic media to your friends, to your neighbors, to your family members, or again, support our sponsors, go in and let our sponsors know how much you appreciate they're being on civic media and helping our mission.
Right. And Jane, the important footnote to that very, very outstanding recommendation, it falls in the category not only of letting the people whose views are different than yours know about that, but supporting those people who are doing the right thing in America. And that includes, again, not only, I would modestly and with bias say it is civic media and the advertisers here, but also there are federal judges out there who are doing the right thing. They can't respond to you, but write them a letter. Write a letter to Judge Mame Frimpong, who a number of weeks ago said, yes, you need reasonable suspicion before you can arrest people, even though that's contrary to what the Supreme Court said 10 days ago. Mm-hmm. Send a letter to those people, frankly, at Harvard that are pushing back against this president and say, please keep doing that. Again, they probably won't respond to you. Do that as well. Find those advertisers. Find those media outlets that are doing the right thing. Print media, obviously radio, television, and let them know, too. Thank you for doing this. Keep it up. We're noticing, and it is important. Those letters can be, I would say, just as effective as the letters of complaint. That may or may not fall on deaf ears.
Well, and I think those letters that aren't complaints actually stand out a little bit more.
Yes,
because they're not complaints.
Right.
Everybody takes the time to sit down and gripe about stuff, but to actually write something down about, you did a good job. Thank you for doing a good thing. Those are increasingly rare.
Jim, someone speaks in the public domain, do the same thing, right? Exactly that. Let them know. I always say, if you go to the mailbox and you see a handwritten note from me, Jane, or Greg, and it's got a stamp on it, you've got all the other things in your mail, what do you open first? Not just because it comes from me, but because it is handwritten, it's personal.
Yeah.
That's the one that gets the attention.
Absolutely. All right. We wanted to jump into a little bit the little sit down that Todd Blanche had with Ghislaine Maxwell. And I was reading an article that, honest to God, Jim, I had to stop and read it three times to make sure I understand. He essentially said that the only reason that he sat down with this woman convicted not only of trafficking women, but lying, convicted of lying to questioners. Todd Blanche said, "The point of the interview was not for me to pressure test every single answer she gave. The point of the interview was to allow her to speak, which no one had done before." Is that, I know I've been waiting for Ghislaine Maxwell to have a chance to speak and defend herself on all the terrible things that she did. Are you kidding me?
Right. Can we list the 17 things that are wrong with that? Mr. Deputy Attorney General, who practices law privately on behalf of the president, still has an attorney-client relationship with him, by the way, and is now the second in command of the United States Department of Justice. Stunning representations. So let's pull back and ask that question once again. If you are, in fact, in the midst of an investigation, if there's something legitimate you need to do, number one, you don't ask the powder puff questions that he asked. Mm-hmm. You go in and you do, in fact, press for credibility issues and information, that sort of thing. That was not this interview. It was very badly done, as any lawyer of any kind will tell you. And again, to the comment that you just made about his justification now, he's probably trying to explain himself to the American public, if not the bar. It basically what he is, he also says things like, it's up to the American people to determine whether they believe her answers were credible or whether they found her not credible.
What,
Mr. Blanche? What are you talking about? And in the end, again, this notion that somehow this served some purpose is just absolutely ridiculous. She, and beyond that, she had a right, of course, during the course of her trial to have that voice out there. Again, she is every right in the Fifth Amendment not to testify. There's the forum to get on the stand and tell America you did or did not do this. You don't have to do that, Mr. Blanche. You're the prosecutor, right, in this case, at least you were. And so what is the point of this? We know what the point of this was. It was political. It's mm-hmm. because your former client asked you to do that, to put together this record that is meaningless in terms of any new information. It is full of denials. It's full of lies. And you're the one who perpetuated that. How dare you, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, do that? And now I'm trying to justify this on the basis that I wanted to give her a forum. Well, you know what? There are a lot of Americans who would like a forum. Are you going to go around and interview every person out there? No, that's not your job. It never has been. And this is just the latest attempt by someone who knows better, probably, who's trying now to justify somehow the bad behavior in which he himself engaged.
And I think it's really important, Jim, to emphasize that point, that what he did in this sit down with Ghislaine Maxwell does not happen. That is not his role. No. He should never have done that, ever.
Not at all. Not at all. If there are reasons for investigations to be conducted, we have recent events where that has happened plainly. What do? You send people, it could be federal agents, it could be state agents, local agents, who interview people dispassionately based upon the facts. That's how you do it. You get a report, you send that back into the prosecutors. Decisions are made about prosecutors.
We're to continue our conversation with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review, Saturdays 9 to 11 across the network. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joseph Pecky.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about, we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, the one and only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text or leave a voice note.
You can leave a voice note, folks.
At 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
Voice notes can only be left through the app, though. So you have to get the Civic Media app on your device to leave a voice note. And we're talking about voice notes right now because someone left a very nice voice note for Jim Santel. Calvin, can you play it?
I just want to say I thoroughly enjoy when Jim gets fired up about this stuff because I don't think enough people in that sphere are. So, Jim, I very much appreciate you and everything that you bring to the forefront as far as this topic goes.
Thank you so much for that voice note coming in from WLCX in La Crosse and also Joe in La Crosse. Thank you so much for having Jim Santel on your show. He is so informative and explains things so well.
Mm-hmm.
What nice comments. And I'm blushing here through the mechanisms of radio. And it is my great, great joy. I will tell you, yesterday, Constitution Day, I had this great opportunity. I was in Williams Bay. And 60 people, nonpartisan, apolitical, Republicans, Democrats got together. We talked about these constitutional challenges. And again, like your listeners who say these very nice things about this program, others, and yes, also me, I guess, people getting together saying we are frustrated, we are concerned, and we need to know what the facts are. And so that's what you do here every day. And that's why listeners respond in that way. It was really very reassuring to know that, again, there are people across parties yesterday. 60 people gathered together from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the library in Williams Bay. And they're all, again, no violence here. They are angry about what's going on in America these days. And it's an informed population. I would offer that political people on all sides of the aisle should be attentive to those folks, not only for what's happening about 400 days from now when you go to the polls, but also right now. If you are losing the credibility inside your constituencies, you are doing something wrong. And maybe right now you don't suffer the consequences of that, but you got to think about your legacy long term, as does this attorney general. I realize the president doesn't think about his legacy at all. Other people out there who are joining this attorney general and doing these kinds of things, the others, whether it's Health and Human Services Secretary, Homeland Security, there is a time when the history of this time will be written. Where will you be? What side of history will you be on in government and also then outside government? That's the question you ask every single day on this program.
Well, and Justice Sonia Sotomayor said during a recent decision, she said, I hear some of these arguments coming out from some of the Trump administration lawyers, and I wonder, where did they go to law school?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She says again just yesterday, she's in New York, and she says that if in fact you're advocating for some of these things, I don't know. I wonder out loud. Every time I listen to a lawyer trained representative saying we should criminalize free speech in some way, I think to myself, that law school failed.
Yeah.
That's one of many things that she says, right? And so, again, here's where you're right. Write to the dean of the law school who is people who are saying these things and ask for a statement of whether or not you, dean, whoever that is, endorse what your graduate has said on the record in court or, frankly, in the media somewhere. Is this what you're teaching at fill in the blank law school? Ask that question. Be a part of that advocacy, too. Isn't that an important part of what we do?
I'm also going to say this, too, that, you know, when the time comes to write the history of all of the things that have happened over the past year or so, 10 years, actually, I should say, there will be the attempts to whitewash it, to sane wash it, yes, to redirect the to all the, quote, good things, as we are going to see with this history. The country has a history of doing with just the Civil War and statues and naming things
after
dead traitors and the Smithsonian. Where will you be on the side of true history, yes, to say this is not what happened? These are the things these individuals said and did to suffocate our democracy, to benefit their pockets and their power. That is the ultimate. That is the ultimate mission, I think, and that we should have as an informed electorate. Is that when the history books are also written, not just at the ballot box to cast our vote, but when they're trying to write these stories, we stand up and say no.
855-752-4842. Dean from Wausau is on the line. Good morning, Dean. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. You know, everything that Trump has done over the years, I've always thought that cooler heads would prevail and things were going to even out. But this most recent thing with the FCC's threatening of Jimmy Kimmel, this is how democracy dies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is I'm actually frightened now. Not for me. I'm old enough where I'll probably not live to see it go the full length. But I'm afraid for my children. They're both members of marginalized communities because of their sexuality, and I just think, welcome to the American oligarchy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really appreciate it, Dean. Thank you so much. Thank you for checking in and taking the time to make a call.
Yes.
And yeah, it's frightening. I'm with you. I'm 65. I'll be dead. You know, but I am genuinely concerned for what is to come, because we are following the playbooks of Viktor Orban in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
He took over the universities first, and all the universities capitulated. And the next thing he did was take over the media. And that is dangerous for all of us.
Yep.
All of us.
Yeah.
And I'm not a mathematician, Jane and Greg, you know, but we're 8 months into this. There are 40 more months of this. And so if it is denigrated this quickly, this fast, again, we've got elections in about 12, 14 months or so, but we've got 40 more months of this. What is going to happen in the immediate future while we're still here? As you've said, we have an obligation to push back.
Jim Santel, join him Saturdays at the fabulous show, Amicus, a Law Review 9 to 11. Thanks so much, Jim. We'll see you next week. We have news coming up next. Stay with us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling reporters in England that Russian leader Vladimir Putin really let him down over his efforts to end the war in Ukraine. The president holding a news conference alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer this morning. Jimmy Kimmel Live has been preempted indefinitely. Overnight, ABC pulling the late-night talk show host off the air hours after a threat from the head of the Federal Communications Commission. FCC head Brendan Carr called for Kimmel's suspension over comments earlier this week on Jimmy Kimmel Live about conservative influencer Charlie Kirk's death. Two of the largest television station owners, Nexstar and Sinclair, had threatened to run something besides Kimmel. ABC pulling the plug. The president called the preemption great news for America. Disney is the parent company of ABC News and ABC. Number of people applying for unemployment benefits fewer than last week, but still 231,000 out-of-work Americans filled out applications.